You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? This is me, one half of NNE.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the NNE Freestyle Bullshit Podcast. It will be the lead mic. I'm the enrichment.
It's your main man, Headache.
And your boy, Book, Big Nerd from the motherfucking Boulevard.
I was about to say Big Book, man. He
was I was about to say Bookman, huh?
Big Bookman from the Boulevard.
Bookman. Good times. Now, what's going on, y'all? Now, so this the NNE Freestyle Bullshit Podcast, whatever. That's Nick Headache. You know what I'm saying? That's the N. This Big Gnar from the Boulevard. That's the N. And me, being Rich, you know, I'm AKA Rich Green, because the transition is happening. But you got to get the number, even though I'm transitioning from. So, like, what we going to do on this show right here, this is the first episode, first time in this, you know, arena and everything, is pretty much what we do when we just with each other, and that's freestyle bullshit. Niggas be popping up on topics and various other things like that. Now, I'm not sure if this is work safe. I don't know, depending on where you work, but you know what I mean? Like, we just, you know, this a real nigga podcast right here, but we keeping it real hip hop. We gonna try and bust these flows. Niggas is not the greatest rappers of all time or nothing like that. Not yet, at least. But then, you know, We busting freestyles, and then we getting these topics. Now, coming in, we had a couple technical difficulties. A whole bunch of ghetto shit was happening. So, you know what I mean? But it's cool because, you know, we're going to keep it flowing. Right, man. So, fellas, how y'all feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm just a little tired, great, man. That damn rain shit, man. You know, that should be shutting you down, but
it's raining in the day.
You know, but it is what it is, man. I enjoy my, I just thank God every morning, you know, when I wake up for another day.
Bro, you know he'll be back next week, right? You ain't. He gave the acceptance speech.
I mean, shit. Why not?
Why not? The hallelujah.
You asked how we was doing
on a Sunday. He right. We all recording.
Tomorrow
on
ain't promised, motherfucker.
My man.
Yeah. Tomorrow
you
ain't promised.
Live. Life is like none.
That's not
that. Hey, that forehead kind of sticked out a little bit when you said that.
His forehead kind of struck out a little bit.
That Mount Rushmore.
Oh, man. Shit, nigga.
How we gonna do this, man?
How you feeling? Like, where we going with it? What we want to do with it? We gonna try and go around the globe, throughout the coast. Like I said, we gonna give y'all a short episode, give you just a little taste of what we doing around here, man. Having a good time, you know. It's the Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Next time I'm coming, blow. Fuck this, man. Because I was nervous about this first time. I should be blow right now. That, my man told me we was on the clock.
I drank a little wine before I got here. Some Earl Stevens.
What
was that? The Tropiscato? Mangoes? No, it wasn't Mangoscato. It was Tropiscato.
Tropiscato?
Yeah. Little Earl.
Frank the Tropiscato?
Messing with mail, man.
A little wine for your spine.
Yeah. I just hope it don't mess with my spine, but it's, you know.
Does everyone need an audition?
Hey. Yeah. Hey.
You ain't got to go through all that shit.
You ain't got to go through all that, baby.
Nigga Goldie.
Yeah, Goldie was a pimp.
He turned to be the engineer.
Be cool, baby.
What's the engineer again? What's your name?
I mean, you know the rules.
Randy.
Of the game.
Randy just got score credit now. We
Big Randy.
Now we can settle this like we got some plan.
Turn it up just a little bit more, Randy. Y'all hear it loud?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know whoever feel it, man.
Whoever feel it, I'm feeling that wine in my spine. Yeah, you know I got to get mine. All up in the mic, I'm spitting flows, freestyling. These niggas be running their mouth, but niggas don't know what is clowning. Got that lick up in me, feeling real fine. God, I wish I had that weed, I really be feeling fine. Got my dudes with me, dog, from that day one, from the jump. Come on and get your ass whooped up, dog, name no front.
Hey, alright.
Little jump in real quick.
Little jump off real quick. Yeah,
jump, we got to get it breaking off, man. Like I said, we not coming in sober next time. Fuck that. We know what's going on here. It was real cool. I thought it was going to be a process. Hey, when the gig on the mic like this and I pimp, people know it's your boy Big Rich. Go on the microphone, you know I'm a flipping. I do this shit just like I'm a crip as a ball. Nah, but I ain't a gang at all. I'm stumbling on the microphone, but I'm coming in so hard, going in so raw. People know that it's y'all coming up on the block with Dawn. Me and Nick making hits, trying to get rich real quick. Sort of gone with this mixed scheme. Call me Mr. Rich Green. Keep it pimping with the women. Everybody know this ghetto living.
Hey, you threw an ad lib in there.
That was kind of tight, man.
Okay. I wonder if this is turned up in the tablet.
I don't know. You can try that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Big Randy, he just got turned up. Big Randy.
Okay. Well, let's just jump on in then. It's in the knee, my friend. We got a little green to spend. Got a little green in the wind. You know how we do it, dog. No act foolish, y'all. Just have a little good time, man. That's all we about, y'all.
Yeah.
We come together, get this paper. Nigga, leave with.
Oh, man, I'm trying to do something different right now.
Hey, this is a little freestyling bullshit. Yeah, I mean, that's a part of the show.
See,
I mean,
look, like, usually
this is the first episode, first season, so you got to respect.
Usually we do this. We be in the basement. Niggas got headphones on. I can't even hear.
I can hear myself through the headphones, but when you rap it, it's like kind of different. I got to take one ear out. So right, I can actually hear, myself.
You gotta get used to the thing. So yeah, as y'all can know, we
I seen a bottle with that Darth Vader. I said, damn, let me get a shot.
Okay.
Feeling good and I'm feeling fine. And you know I'm really about got dope. I've been staying on Mark Twain for the 26 years.
Oh.
Know how we get it, dog. And you know I shed the tears. Freestyling from the mine top, from the dome, man. You know how we go. And you know you get your ass fucked up, dog. You know we ain't gone. I'm from that MT. I was raised up on the wood, and you know you keep your mouth shut, and you know you get your ass up the wood.
Hey, fuck it. Shit, what you got? What you got? Hey, what we got next, man? What we doing right now?
Come on, man. I'm gonna have to get
we go. Yeah, we up here.
Man.
We up here. Yeah, we just trying to fill this out, y'all. This is a good time, man. You rocking with the NNE Freestyling Bullshit Podcast. I'm your host, Steven Richmond. We got hit this old pimping ass beat.
And this show, boy. Big Nod from the motherfucking Boulevard again.
Do your next freestyle in that voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. We in the club.
Hey.
Okay. Hey, you gotta give me that one that we Dan are arguing about that.
Talking to the microphone, please. Talking to the microphone.
All things must be said on the mic, bruh.
Clear.
Hey, I'm talking, but I'm not on the mic. I'm not tongue-kissing the mic.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Go get the kissing. This shit's clean. You don't smell. This nigga kissed on me. Hey, edit that shit out, Randy.
I mean, that's basically what you want me to do. You want me to get that close?
That's not going to happen. No.
we don't edit.
Oh, we do stuff wrong, man. We do stuff wrong. We finna lose all the votes.
Okay, hold on. Come on, man. See, we crushing too much. We ain't really trying to freestyle. What?
Wake
up every morning to a blunt of Folgers to get my thoughts together like a cup of that Folgers. Oh. We get it round here, never faking it frontin'. We keep it real from the jump, always scratching and humping. Casual man on the scene, ladies call me natural man because I stuck to the G code with a game plan. Okay. I grew up from a youngster to a grown man. I got some real niggas in my circle that do understand for being the job from a grown man perspective. If it's not important, the shit is a rejection. Me, I'm out here riding and I'm shining and I'm flexing. All eyes on me, they watching as I'm stepping. Niggas tried to test me, you know I got that weapon. I ain't hesitating when I up it, I'm busting. Don't let the glasses fool you, baby. I'm a real G from the streets, from the zone, baby. We could get it on.
Hey, okay. Big Nard in the biz. You know exactly what it is. Put that on my kids. We the best up in the biz, man. We got the fears. And we popping off. Ain't nobody dropping off. Hot as us. Hell nah. Y'all ain't that. Nah. We freestyling off the top. Now get that. And we bopping off this shit. And we going off this flow. And I run a little game. So then I walk off with your house.
We in the club. Motherfucker popping bottles and all. Hating ass niggas in the club, staring at all. We don't give a fuck, we came here to do what we do. They all in our business trying to figure out what we do. Low key, that's the name and the code of the streets. I remember we used to throw them hands, now we carrying that heat. That shit don't make no sense, but fuck it, we living in it. Trying to stay out the way, and the niggas that's with the bullshit in the lane. I stay true to the game. One thing about me, fam, I'ma stack this change. Make a living for me and my family as well. I was taught to put God first, family second, your mail. When you out here living, you gotta know how to move.
Hey, okay.
Big Nard from the Boulevard, everybody.
Look at Thundercat, man.
Hey,
he's back on, dog. Damn, man. That was tight right there, bro.
They are. That's because you a pimp in real life. That's what it is.
Hey,
that is a pimp in real life.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I was telling these two knuckleheads here. I had the Rick Ladd, that last little part. It was sweet, though. I just couldn't remember.
Now,
what?
You see what you get now.
And then I remember the last little part, but
that ain't
in between,
move.
I couldn't remember.
That's not the move, though. Can't anybody, I'm not fucking with this, though.
Yeah,
because we can't mess that up anyway. We can't mess with that because that's an official joint. He let us know, we can't do the officials.
Oh, Roland.
We can't do the officials.
Roland.
But what was this joint that you had?
Go get another shot of Dark Vader.
Go get you a shot. Come on back. I think it was this joint. You found this?
Okay.
Get that. What's his name? Beat right there, bro. That shit was hard. Shit, the cool. Man. But yeah, man. So right now we're in between finding out these little various beats. Like I said, I had this game plan, right? We was gonna come in sharp, man. But then all of a sudden, like, my internet stopped working. Like, my phone got so trifling. I mean, and this is the catch. I guarantee it's gonna work perfectly fine when we leave here. That's how it always be, bro. That's how it always, like. So you know how you got your service and everything like that. My service not even working, and it's not just linking up to nobody's doggone internet. So it's just like, oh, I clicked it off one time because I'm parked outside. It jumped on my partner internet. And I'm trying to do something. I'm like, no, turn it off because I know it's going to be a week. It went all. I turned it off just so, you know, because it was just going to be a low bar. And I'm like, I can't do nothing if with one, you know, I mean, it's just holding up my LTE. So I just turned it off and hope it was going to get on LTE.
Hey.
We not waiting on Big Nard?
Ladies and gentlemen, type it.
You okay? Hey, we not waiting on Big Nard? Hold on, pause it real quick. Let's give Nard a second.
Ain't know, though, bro.
Huh? Well, nah, because remember, he said, well, Randy said they ain't cutting, dog. We not snipping and cutting nothing, bro. We going to have to. We got to give him one to feel, because I feel like he'll feel this. He'll want to run this back. This thing will take 24 minutes, bro.
Just to get something to drink.
This thing is not going to do. He was not in a hurry, too. He probably crept. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send a text out real quick.
Nigga, I gotta think of a name. Damn,
Benny Whittyfield,
Whitmore, man,
Benny Whitmore, motherfucker.
That nigga Jocelyn McCree, man.
Jocelyn, not Jocelyn McCree. Where this nigga Jocelyn at, bro? not Jocelyn. I'm trying to find this joint one more again. Now I'm just frustrated with the whole, like, I'm gonna get some service, bro. I'm gonna give it. You know, none of my
cooperation.
Now it's different, dog. Now I'm beefing with this phone. Oh snap! I'm in. Oh look, I'm getting Texas and everything. Oh damn, nigga, we finna go on Periscope now. This nigga immediately went for the bag.
Petey Pablo.
Man. We ain't even. This nigga ain't put this. Come on, bro. We got beats on, man. Take this shot. You ain't even give me one. This nigga can't.
Whoa.
Hey, that's the most unprofessional nigga ever in podcast, bro. All right, now let me get on this beat, dog. I was listening to this earlier and shit, dog. I got this old joint. I don't think nobody fuck with me enough to know where it came from. So we gonna put it on the show.
You didn't know that, though.
But you didn't know that. But let me see if I can go on with it, dog. Check this out. Check it out. Hey, yo. flow shine brighter than chrome. Take your mind out of your zone. You know my niggas splash you out of your home. Leave you flown bone to stone with headphones on with the song. Cause every word seeps in your dome. You can never think of beating me, repeatedly defeating these elitist beats. That my nigga Nick keep on feeding me. Score my points with the bars and Kirkland Pee Wee. If I had a wish, it'd be glasses so you can see me. As I venture to this top request with Genie, all I do is win. Every time they pass, I get a TD. Underground favorite too, they put me on your TV. Change my name to Friday cause the people love to see me. Make the week feel creepy cause like they playing Ouija. I got the sharpest sword, every track I leave it bleeding. Rappers disappearing, guess my verse new Houdini. And I eat a nigga's verse like it's gourmet linguine.
Okay.
FaceTime.
Game time. Hey, that was hard. That's a hard ass effect, bro. Listen to
that's the hook.
Oh man.
What you got? That's... what you got for it?
Okay. What let you got? The beat drop.
What you got for it, Nick?
You know me, man.
It's coming on after this.
The one and only homie, headache on his microphone. And whenever, boy, you know I'm feeling right at home. Blue bird, blue stones, man, I got them all. Niggas talk shit, man, know that you gon' fall. I'm a ball, like I'm back in the day. I got the hate, boy, I need to blow my mind away. That's the gonna, that's the little bit of tree up in me. You know me, I keep it friendly, yeah, that's for she's. I got my people all around, about to clown right now. Yeah, I got the beat pounding, about to down right now. Going down right now. I got your chick swinging around right now. She giving good top down right now.
Okay.
Right
now.
Yeah. Sloppy top, and you know I love that. Gon' lift the nuts up and the nut sacks.
Hey.
And you know I got the tape worn out the ear, cause I really can't hear myself really that clear. I can hear it, but I like to really hear myself outside where the motherfucking clouds be. And you know I got to rip it, cause you niggas don't know me. I got the 4/5 right on the hip seat. You test me. Easy. That was right after the fact.
I'm sure it was after.
Yeah. It's that Darth Vader that I got in my system. I like it. Hey man, what's the name of that? What's the name of that liquor, man, that got the Darth Vader face on there? Is that Darth Vader?
I think we just poured Kessler in the bottle.
Oh, they all.
That was hard.
You drinking some Cisco right now.
Hey, they got me drinking Cisco, y'all. Detroit, they got me drinking Cisco. Is that some shit?
Is that Cisco?
That's Ripple, man.
Ripple? Mini?
Okay, I fuck with that. I fuck with the Ripple. I fuck with Sham Pipple. I fuck with the Ripple. I don't know if they got no champagne here, but I'm drinking the Ripple right now in the Dark Vader bottle. So
my internet start working.
Y'all better watch that out here now. Y'all, you got people that'll put Hennessy in a you got a Hennessy bottle, but they putting... they putting E&J in a Hennessy bottle. Y'all better watch it. Real talk.
That thing was hard,
bro. You got some dumb girls out there. Like, ooh, that's some good Hennessy, but they don't know they drinking brandy.
Shit, I'm drinking to get drunk. I don't give a damn what it is.
I was just telling Mel up, man, a while ago, man. You got to know what you're drinking out here. He telling me that we're drinking cognac, Ciroc, but it was really brandy.
Why would he do that? That's grimy as fuck, bro. Why the niggas... Hey, that's the question of the day. Why the niggas just do sneaky shit? Why niggas just don't be real and say they can't fuck whatever you talking about? Like, hey, so we got the hand on Smash. Hell yeah.
But no, it's really nigga. Brandy.
Yeah, like, no, you don't have the hand on Smash. Just say it, nigga. We can figure something out.
Just say you got the off-brand
hand. Right? Yeah, you got the Jenny. You got the Genovese.
You got the
Genesis. Not Genesee, Genesee.
That's Genovese. You got that Genovese. Y'all hear that? Brown. Do y'all hear that? When people say Genovese.
But I'm just saying, you just, like, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Why, like, I don't know why folks ain't, like, keeping it all the way real or something like that. Like, what is, what, I don't know. You know what I mean? What niggas be doing?
Ain't got no problem with sipping a Salinac, man.
Sawyer-nack. See, he said
it. He said Sawyer.
Sawyer?
Ain't no Sonya.
I said Saw.
Sonya Blaze. It ain't no
it's
S.A.
It's Sonya Blaze. It's Saw you that.
It ain't no S.A.W. in it either, nigga.
It's Saw. It's Saw you that. Something. I know it ain't no damn Saggy Nack. I know it ain't nothing like that. One of my homeboys told me the real pronouncing of the damn word. I thought it was Saw you that. Shit. He's saying I'm putting an A and a W in it. And I'm looking like, well, damn, ain't that how it's pronounced? Shit, even though it ain't spelt like like Saul, but damn, it's Saul your neck.
Something like that, right?
My big cousin, well, it ain't my cousin. He's by marriage. He drinking Sawyer Neck, but he want to drink my Remy. I'm like, man, you better go over there and drink that cheap ass Sawyer Neck. Don't drink none of my stuff.
Shit. How you call that shit?
I'm just saying. You know what I'm talking about when I say it. Sawyer Neck. Sawg. Hey, it sounds like I'm putting a Z in there.
Now I'm out the pick. I was trying to see if I could give me a good Periscope live. I got my niggas in. I'm out the picture and shit. I didn't knock down this nigga. What's his name? I got to choose one. It's either me or Nard. I guess I'm just going to have Nard and Nick ain't going to be in the mix. Sure. he rather not be seen. Man, or he's a cool nigga, dog. About, I'm trying to put us on Periscope, man. Like we're doing it big.
Your phone working.
That's I got the internet back, dog. Oh. He's gone. Yeah.
So where the hell I'm at in Periscope? Where I'm at.
You the only person you can be seen.
All right. I see.
You the only person that can be seen. That's a good thing. You got a lineup, though. I can't really turn in a certain way because I can't find. You know, I ain't set up the. What's his name, man? I ain't set it up right. Let me see. Nah, I just can't do it.
Man, what y'all think about Donald Trump?
Who? What you mean?
Donald Trump.
What y'all think about that bastard, man? Something wrong with him.
Man, he's doing what he want to do, man.
You heard about him sending them bombs over there by Obama, man?
I'm just
telling y'all what I heard. I mean, I don't want to be saying nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, but damn, come on, man. Y'all got this ignorant motherfucker in the office, and you know, you got some people out here that just don't want to vote, man. And that's the main important thing of life, man.
You don't vote
certain people. If you know that this person is not right for the world. You got some lazy people out here, man, that just don't want to vote at all, bro. You got to get out here and get your ass up and vote. Because if you don't get out here and vote, I mean, you just basically saying, fuck the world.
Matter of fact, when is the election? November 6th or something like
and
that?
And it's the 4th? The 5th,
and it's the 6th.
Like it's the 6th. Yeah. Oh, okay. I know it's the 4th.
Is you like registered, though? You got to make sure that you registered.
I'm a registered voter, bro.
But I mean, a lot of people, you know what I mean? That's where people get it fucked up at.
Now you see what I'm saying.
That's where people get it fucked up at.
You got people out here that just don't want to vote. Even though they're registered voters, they just don't have the time and effort. They do have the time and the effort. They just don't want to put the time and the effort even to go vote. But they don't know the certain situations of you going to vote. What it bring? You know what I'm saying? You got Donald Trump in the goddamn office. Like we would have never expect for him to even be in the office.
Yeah, that's the wild thing about it, dog. Like this is a wild dude, though. This thing is wild as fuck. But it is what it is. I guess
trying to stop Mexicans from going. Over
just living,
from,
bro.
From
like,
I mean, I'm saying
that,
though, you got Mexicans that been here for years. How the hell you gonna come into office after a certain amount of years telling the Mexicans they can't come over here on the U.S. but they've been staying here for years? But you want to make a damn wall? Oh, now you want to put the feet up?
That was it.
You know it was. You knew it too. Now they got hard so excited to spit his flow. Hit him.
I got a shot of that nice wine. It ain't really wine. I thought it was the dime. And you know I'm ripping it real flow in your heavenly. Thinkers talking the shit and I'm about to hit you up heavenly. Got my dudes with me and they not playing no games. Sipping on that thing, nigga smoking on them things. Niggas talking shit, nigga blow out your brains. Trying to get the money, man, it's all about the change. Niggas with me, behind me with the things on me. The car behind me got a shotgun, so what's happening? We ain't playing no games, it's too short for the bullshit. Nigga run your mouth, man, these niggas don't know shit.
Man, you better know something, open up your mind. Nigga, don't you know I ain't got no time for... I ain't got no time for lying, man. I'm flying
time
right
for
now,
flying.
Bro.
All right, well, DK,
this is a practice.
It's
a reset.
It's just
a little rough draft, man. Don't talk shit about us, y'all.
Real quick, it's not a rough draft, nigga. We are on the clock. This costs money. Nah, rough draft my ass, nigga.
Rough draft my ass.
You're going to get a rough draft. Nah, nigga, but it's not, like I said, that's what it was, though. We still just freestyling and bullshitting. So, you know, it's a rough draft. And nigga, you got a rough draft flow, nigga.
Rough draft flow. Let me
get on. How much time is on that beat?
On this one, we got about 2 minutes.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna try and fuck with something, bro.
But I say, hey, I'm throwing money in the air like I'm paying to breathe. Fuck up the ozone layer with the clouds from my weed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shit that I'm smoking, dog, it gets you blowed. I call that lame my quarterback, cause it's getting me thrown. Okay, my big dick Richard hit a thick bitch quick. Roll a zip real quick, like that and like this. Take a hit of my spliff, you blacking out Eclipse. I'm a pusher with malice, I need a twin like the clips. Hit a couple chocolate girls, yeah, I call that shit a Twix. These niggas is sweet as sugar, that's why I'm never in the mix. I come through like a Taekwondo Arnold's with the kicks and punchlines that knock off your mind. You know it's rich. I got my team with me, and you know we getting rich real quick. Everybody know that we peeled this and got that appeal, bitch. It's the N and E, him and me with Big Gnar from the motherfucking Boulevard.
Yeah.
Motherfucking.
Motherfucking.
What is this thing?
It's hamburger dog. Helper looking.
Man, oh, man, hamburger look. Helper looking at little
hey,
boy.
Hey, man, look. You got, man, look. Man, I don't know what the hell. What is in here?
Man, this is about your fifth time asking, bro. Bruh,
I'm saying, though, I just want to know what they put in here. It is some good shit.
Bro, you know, they told you. They said Black Forest.
I know, bro. They took a Dark Vader bottle and they put damn brandy. What kind, though? That's what I want to know. You got,
that's going to be your new brand?
Hell, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Man. The fuck out of hell, I'm gonna go to the store and say,
Nick, what you
"Let me
got,
get the
man.
One,
you
the
got,
dark
you,
brain
you got
bottle."
This, man, no, you got this, bro. Give us one, bro. Give us one.
This one about to drop off.
Oh, okay, it's going away.
Purchase. Oh no, what about that cabin?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's go out. Let's take it out west. Oh, let's take it out west, baby.
I got you.
Let's take it out west.
We got a quarter left.
Wild
Yellow, man. Shout out to your ass, man. You doing a good job on the beats, man. Real talk, man. If you ever hear this song, man, hear this show, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. It sounds like you've been doing them beats for Webby, man, back on Savage Life, man.
He was on Savage.
You're a bad Life. Motherfucker, man. Keep that shit up. Big fan.
Hey. Hey,
nah, so what y'all think about that bum-ass LeBron, man? No, I'm just bullshitting. That's my
LeBron,
man.
LeBron,
hey, that's my man.
LeBron
yeah,
balling.
That's my man.
I'm about to say LeBron, wherever he go, he going to show his ass, regardless. The thing with me, with LeBron, he just got to surround himself around a team. Because he can't keep doing everything by himself, man. And that's what he thinking that he going to go over there to the Lakers and do. Well, my shit, you should have a team.
But that's,
somebody...
that's how they building his hype up, though, man, in the media,
right.
Though.
Why not?
Making it seem like... You know, Jordan did it all by himself, so if you can't do it, you can't be greater than
Jordan.
See,
Jordan had a team, though. See, Jordan didn't do it everything by himself. See, yeah. LeBron did more by himself.
They always take that. They always act like those Bulls was all trash. Them niggas, not everybody was trash.
See,
you
didn't
have to say
too much.
Scottie Pippen was kind of an all-time great, my G. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now, a lot of his jewels ain't make, like, you know, the Hall of Fame or nothing like that, but, like, I never really feel like it was a bad Bulls season, especially after that super team when he got Rodman and Pippen and Kukoc, which was supposed to be like the foreign Jordan.
It wasn't nobody like the Bulls, man. I'm going to tell you right now. If they would have never broke the Bulls up, look, I'm going to tell you something. If Jordan would have never retired in 94 and 95, Jordan would have had 8 rings for damn sure. Kenny the Jet Smith, Mario Elliott and Akeem Olajuwon and all that, they would have never got 2 rings back to back. They would have never got it. Kenny J. Smith would have been sitting there looking like Karl Malone with no rings and Reggie Miller. And don't get me wrong, Karl Malone a bad motherfucking player, but he couldn't fuck with Jordan.
Nah, I mean, yeah, Carmelo,
every time that they go in the finals,
Jordan,
he could never fuck with Jordan.
Let me see the Ox court. Oh, you got it to go?
Oh, no, you can take the court out, yeah. All right.
Let's see if you found
it
that.
It wouldn't pop up when I was typing in.
Let me see if I can get. Now that I got my internet back working, let's see if I got.
Damn,
something
there's
going
some
on.
Good ass shit here, boy. Damn, I feel like Bobby Brown and that stuttering
that
guy.
Said Bobby
on,
Brown.
Why would you want to feel like that?
I'm saying on Thin Line. Remember he was talking about that's some good shit that made him talk better and shit. That's how I feel. Like, damn, this shit got me feeling all different and shit.
Said,
I'm like my whole vibe just changed. Like I was drinking Earl. Now I'm drinking.
He said my vibe just
now
changed.
I'm drinking some Dark Vader. I'm gonna call it Dark Vader since I don't know what the hell is in the bottle. I'm gonna call it Dark Vader.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh damn it! And I pulled.
See,
I fucked
shake
it up.
Buffering, man.
I done fucked it up. Let's see if it come right on back, dog.
Hey, Brandy, man, you don't rap, man? You don't rap? What's your favorite? What's your favorite music, man?
Like, Randy said, bro. Hey, I'm not on.
I'm
the
saying,
clock,
man,
bro.
You gotta enjoy the show, man.
Randy said,
like,
I'm
what you
not
like to listen
show,
to, man? You like that rock and roll, Rolling Stone,
power metal.
Okay.
Yeah, you look like a metal motherfucker.
Randy
like you
said,
got that.
Some contemporary folk music.
Where we at? Hey, RIP Nate Dogg, because Nate Dogg should just be on the hook.
I'm gonna try to sing something. Hold on.
Sing it then, dog.
Go ahead, Winston.
Oh, I do my thing. I'm sipping on that Dark Vader, man.
Dark Vader, y'all.
Doing my thing. Woo.
Let's go. Come on.
Sipping that Dark Vader, man.
West side.
Man.
Hey, yo, sipping Dark Vader, and you know I'm a fader. Everybody know that I keep it real, no hater. West Coast beast, but no West Coast beef. But everybody see me rolling down the streets with my team, and we clean. Top off too, Jefferson Wright, Detroit, ooh. In my city, and you know that we cruising. Everybody know that we win, never losing. And we going on. Everybody know we keep it strong. And my team doing a thing. And we clean and we trying to sing.
Sipping that Dark Vader, man.
Hey, hey. Sipping that Dark Vader, man.
You better believe it, man. I'm just doing my thing. Yeah. Sipping Dark Vader, man.
That nigga got a hook.
Doing my thing.
Nah, you know this what shit I'm is doing? Funny, nah.
Dark Vader, man. Yo, shit. I'm supposed to take a shot of this shit. I've been sipping this shit. And I'm feeling kind of tipsy and shit. Gotta stand up, but my man want me talk sideways to the mic. And I'm about to hit the shit real tight. I'm kind of feeling it. That's what I need, a little tip of the motherfucking hit of the shit. Not the little crack, but that good read, good smell. Nigga talk shit, niggas, these niggas don't rail. I know a couple of niggas that's doing that shit. Nigga, not me, I don't do shit. Nigga smoke good spliff and a drink good lick. And you know me, dog, hit you right in your shit. If you disrespect me or the click, nigga run your mouth and I'm hitting you in your shit. And you know niggas like us, we do the thing. And you know we sipping that Dark Vader, this doing my thing. Sipping Dark Vader, man.
Luke, you are my son.
Doing my thing.
That nigga touch your hand.
Sipping Dark Vader, man.
Give him one, Nick.
I got you.
West side.
Well, let me stroll on in. Bring you and your friend, and I do both of y'all on in. It's like this and like that, man. I be back. You want some weed, man? I got a fat sack. That's a fat of fat. Nigga, we can do it all day. From sun up to sundown, you know how I play. Shit, let me take my time. Sip a little wine, man, and ease my mind. I'm feeling fine on this mic, boy. You better do that. Niggas looking like, damn, man, who that? This headache, man, on this thing. I be red day, pedal, heavy to the flow like a Chevy.
Doing your thing.
Look at Winston on the mic.
And they called him Winston real quick. Give me one, bro. Give me some Dark Vader, man.
Blobbert.
me- Already. That's what I said. He just, and he knew it. He don't give a fuck.
I was trying, and then what happened was, you know, you're not doing shit. Yeah, Nick stepped out. He about to get us some shots right quick.
So, Halloween. This is Halloween coming up right now when we're recording this. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and drop this on the second.
Hey, man, when I was coming up, man, you know, I was coming up, when I was in elementary school, I was always taught, don't celebrate Halloween. You know what I mean? You know why I like Halloween? Right. I'm going to tell y'all why I like Halloween. I like the candy.
That's kind of most.
I like
of
the candy. All types of candy.
Candy.
You know what I'm saying? Randy, you know what I'm talking about, that candy, man. You got to get the big ass bag of candy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Handy.
But I mean,
you want it?
You
I
know,
got
but
it. Tripping like
you know,
water.
I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school, it was a girl named DeLorean Davis or something. I can't remember. I think her name was DeLorean Davis. She came out with a rhyme. She was like, what'd she say? I think she took
bruh, Mike.
I'm trying to think what that Rex, the Ice Cube and the Daz Effect song. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. She said, because Devil's Night is bad for your health. And I remember when she wrote this, so I'm like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I remember when she wrote that. Hey, Nick.
Let me see what the Darth Vader tastes like, bro.
Terry.
So I'm taking my shot for the first time. I came in
here. Man, drink that. Me and Nick drank the first shot, so you got to drink your first shot.
And I can tell. Listening to you talk on this mic, I can tell you didn't have a shot
you
or two.
You need to take heed.
I'm not fucking up like that. Nah, man. So it's getting kind of Trump close to this shit, man. But we're still going to keep this thing going because I'm finna pay. We're going to keep the party going.
Oh yeah, for sure, but we gotta go take a short break.
No, we ain't about to take shit break. You gotta take a shit?
No.
Ain't no break, motherfucker. We on the clock. We gonna get this shit because I'm still wrap up. We gonna fuck around and go over on the clock hour. We gonna go over like 10 minutes. I'm still gonna pay the whole thing. I don't give a fuck. Don't matter. Man, it's a business.
Hey, look here, man. We gotta take some type of break. We gotta get our minds right, man.
We were supposed to get our minds right on the way in. What you mean with this thing of Chip King, though? They said free chips. So you got 17 bags in here right now, dog. You should have never gave these niggas money, bro. This thing is chewing right now. And I'm like, just.
But you got to eat, though, right? Away. You got to eat, right?
What time we recorded this? Like, we had a lot of time to eat. Had a lot of time to eat, man. But it's all good. Like, get your grind down. Where Nick go? He went to the bathroom.
He probably had the bubble guts, y'all.
This doodle, baby.
He retarded.
Man, let me give him something, dog, because we supposed to be free. Let me give something real quick. Now, see if I'm gonna jump on real quick. See if I'm fine. You know what I mean? I'm gonna see it. You know, see if you can fuck. Maybe you can fuck with it, but I'm gonna give him something real quick because me letting this shit low.
It's the infamous.
Okay, y'all. If you fuck with me, you might have heard of this, but you probably don't. So guess what we got for you? Yeah. Cash rules everything around me. Cream. Yeah. Yo, cash rules everything around me. Thinking Wu-Tang. It's your boy Enrich and bitch, I'm back again. About to blow up like it's Pakistan. If you show a player love, I dap a fan. But if you hate, nah, I smoke you like a pack of Gans. Yeah, ready for war like Lieutenant Dan. But I'd rather stay chill in a tenant lamb. Hit you for a check and through you like I'm Uncle Sam. The floor hit you like a T-bone from the Dodge Ram. I run this shit like I'm Hussein. At night I move different like I'm Bruce Wayne. Lines twist your mind, think you need a new brain. Cash rules everything around me, thinking Wu-Tang. Woo! You ain't got no dollar like a loose chain. And when I see a fake nigga, he look too strange. I'm from that mile where my people moving whole things. And when they get knocked, they ain't saying no dames. And all my niggas never ever playing whole games. And all my ladies never give it out to no lanes. I pray to God my people read the facts and get woke. Until then, I'm spitting rhymes until my mouth broke. Until my son own a houseboat. I'm running through these lines like Usain Bolt. I'm penetrating fine dimes, how the game flow. So peel your purse back, bitch, if you a trained hoe.
What you working with? What you working with, bitch?
Cash rules everything around me. Cream. Yeah. Cash rules everything around me, thinking Wu-Tang.
Shit, I just learned a couple years ago that cash rules things. But I ain't never touched a thing, and I'm ripping shit you never seen. Talking to the mic, dog, and you know this shit is never be green. And you know the sea is start with the cream, not the crack. And I'm always betting about the money, so fuck the jack.
All right, what shit? I just wanted to get y'all. All right, yeah. I just wanted to give him some. We had some airtime. Nick stepped out, but then here we go, bro. Let's keep it West Coast. Let's keep it tough, dog. We going into the other hour. I just spent another hours of money. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna keep it tough, nigga. The pockets ain't slim around here, huh, nigga? I might go on in the whole another. What? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta let everybody know their money. Do your business.
I am. Yeah, I'm broke as fuck too. Now I'm trying to let them know. I need them to donate, dog. I'm broke as fuck out in these streets. But we going to do the podcast. Y'all going to fuck with us. We're going to get a live show.
Freestyling
bullshit. It's going to be a move. Hey, this is where we going with it, though. This how tough I feel, right? You feeling – look, because I took my one shot. Now I'm feeling tough.
I told him that we took our shot already. He took his shot.
I took my one shot. Let's see what this – but, yeah, let's see what the internet does for me. See if we can load up. You ready, Nard?
Big Tuss.
Oh shit, that's what it was. Hey, no, let me take that shit back, bro. Yeah, dog.
They said no originals.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I thought that we already had it set up.
Yeah, we know. No, that's right. We can't use. That's right. We can't use no. What's his names? No commercials. So we gotta find. Let me find another hard joint. Because yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh no, I got one, bro.
What's
play
one?
That Rick James Ebony Eyes the sample.
The sample one I got.
See if you can find that on there.
Let's put Ebony Eyes sample, rap sample.
Let's see what this beat sound like though. Hold on, I think the. Did you use this already?
I want to wrap off that fast beat.
I think that's what I was trying to look up. But I don't think we used it, though.
Let's see here. Let's see if it loads up right for us, and then we can get tight. I forgot about what's his name already. See, fucking around with this shot. I already got off my cue. Pimp gang. Hey! Keep it all west now. Keep it out west now.
You're listening to the hottest beat from the net.
Keep it all west now. Keep it all west, y'all. Hey, keep it all west, y'all.
Yo, this like my third motherfucking shot of the Darth Vader, dog, and I'm feeling all knock. Got the one here, I bought headphones. I'm feeling real good, and you know I'm here, dog. Got my real niggas on the side of me. Got the things, nigga, ready, gonna pop for me. And you know I'm not playing with the niggas you see. And you know I'm trying to get that bread. And you know I'm ready to get it, cause you know I'm rich. And I miss my cousin Fred, and you know he's dead for 29 years.
Oh,
you know what? I said 29.
Oh, yeah.
He died at 99. I don't know how the hell I get 29. But then I meant to say 19.
He meant to say 19, but I'm still clean. Walking on this beat, and you know it's about cream. I kick the freestyles for the dough, you know, and everybody know I'm trying to make this dough. I got the shit up on my mind, and I'm trying to do mine. On the grind every time, and we hustle for the line. Green things, talking about the money thing. The blue dollar bills with the steam, Niggas never do a front, and everybody know what we want. To be the kings of this rap thing. This a hip-hop movement with a comedy scene. And we climbing so hard and we bullshitting. Everybody know that we all cool spitting. Got my nigga Nick with me on the microphone. Bring it on in and take us home.
Boy, take you home, man, like I'm sliding third. You know me, man, I keep all the herb. Different type of flavors. Shit, you can call me, man, a lifesaver. Boy, you better do your thing right on this mic. Yeah, don't you know I do it all day and night? So what you really want to do? Sit down, sip a little bit, the crew. Or we can break bread, get it to...
Oh, that was Skipper.
Hit his hand on it real quick. He tapped it.
Nah, man. It was me.
What are you doing?
I made it skip.
This nigga Clifton, man.
Clifferton.
Oh, so y'all, anybody got anything on their mind, man? Anybody, any topics they want to put out to the streets? We done went over on the time now, so even though I'm about to overpay for an under thing, we gonna get some of this minute. We gonna get some of this shit.
What y'all think about Drake making that comment about Kim Kardashian on that song Kiki?
That wasn't him.
That was Drake that made this song.
Kanye
said something to
I seen him when he addressed everybody.
Yeah,
he said something to that he did, man. That guy is losing his wits,
he said something to Tyson Beckford about saying something about something being tight. I'm like, look here, man. Before Kanye even got with her, she already dated like 30 men and married them.
And married them, all 30?
I think so.
I ain't gonna say all 30, but she dated 30 men. And first of all, she didn't date at least 10 of them. I mean, married 10 of them.
That's what happened when you after three shots, y'all.
That nigga said she's been married 10 times.
She married 10 times, bro.
Shit, my grandma ain't even been married that many times. Shit. My grandma been married, what, 3 times? My grandma told me she ain't getting married no more. Ain't no point. Shit. She getting old already. She got to meet somebody young.
This nigga filters off.
Fuck it, dog. Okay.
I'm just saying, though, man.
I don't even feel like that truth be told.
I mean, but he's trying to take
like,
up for it, though, man. I think Kanye's your wife.
But this is what it is,
though. She got a history, bro.
But no, this is what it is. That shit wasn't for, I don't think that shit was for him. I think that nigga in his feelings and he know better. I feel like some pillow talk didn't happen and was like, you know, hun, just in case. Yeah, that's why he had that insecurity to Drake in the first place. Because think about how you feel around, if you think that a guy fucked your girl, right, let's just cut it. If you think a guy fucked your girl, but you around, you can't confirm it with him because it's like, this may come up. He ain't never said nothing about it. Now, because they're saying, well, Kiki's her nickname. Nigga, that's her nickname. That's some in the house. I call, you know, we call you Benny. You know, but I guess now niggas going on. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's in-house. If it, I could be yelling that shit down the street and wouldn't nobody know who I was talking to except nigga. You. That's in-house, though. You know what
Drake,
I'm saying?
Drake ain't in-house, though.
Exactly. So, but you know how, listen, you know how common.
What, you call no, her the in-house nickname, he not, nigga. That ain't.
Bruh, that's no not, he wasn't talking nickname. To her.
He Stay wasn't no in-house nickname.
Bro, listen. He wasn't thinking about Kim K is what I'm saying. Kiki, the most common hood name in fucking the United States, bro. Why the so fuck would you make a universal hit song with Kiki and fucking T? Like,
did Drake say something after Kanye responded to everybody? Did he say something else?
He still ain't saying shit.
Yeah, so how you know the song wasn't for her though,
nigga? Because he don't give a fuck about him. Like I don't. You listen,
man,
listen.
Drake is known for bagging niggas, bitches, man.
Okay, but however, I just feel like
Rihanna and everybody else. That
okay, answer this question for me then. Answer this question. So you think Drake fuck Kim Kardashian?
Probably.
Hell yeah.
Okay, that's just my opinion. But let's say he did. I don't think in that song when he went in the studio, he was like, watch this. Let's see if it triggers him. I think he was just saying something.
But didn't they say something about Pusha T? It was it all kind Pusha of T. took spin off of the Pusha T incidents with him and Kanye or Pusha T and Drake. So Kanye like that, was cool with Pusha T and then
well, that, remember, they got the label together. Pusha T run good music. So, you know what I mean? Like,
where's he at?
He just dropped the album. What are you talking about?
I ain't hear nothing about it.
Nigga, that shit was like the hottest album.
That's
like
a mixtape.
I still play it.
I ain't heard nothing from Pusha T in a minute.
Bruh, then again, he kind of had
I'm saying,
album
I'm saying,
of the year.
You just told me he came out with a new
had
album.
Beef. He had beef with Drake, and then he dropped that
y'all
album.
Y'all don't be outside, bruh. That's the problem. But
hey, you don't know everything, shit. I didn't even know Pusha T even came out
this
with
like
an
pop
album.
Culture.
I knew he came out with a mixtape.
Man.
You don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm sounding like my homeboy uncle.
This one you know people don't be watching nothing.
Like Turkey D, nigga.
I mean,
Turkey
what I'm saying, D. though, man, what is it on TV for you to watch, man? It ain't shit on TV no more.
Yeah, you right, man. TV, well, TV, like,
TV
you gotta have
is
premium
terrible
shirts.
Now, though. Yeah. Dog.
You got to have the premium shit
what
like the flicks.
What happened to 106 and Park,
flicks.
Man, and
like,
Rap
like,
City,
like the
you
flicks.
Know what I'm saying?
Like the porn flicks. No, I mean like Netflix, like
look
Hulu.
At him. He talking about porn yeah, sure. flicks.
Porn flicks. We should make that.
Hey, no.
We should make that, though.
We should make that.
Porn flicks. That need to be the new site, bro.
Okay, what a girl
what's
say?
That? What's
we
got
to find
them. We used to sneak and watch back in the day. It came on
Spice?
Oh,
Playboy?
Oh,
at the Playboy channel and shit, man.
HBO. That HBO sex.
Sex After Dark and shit.
After Dark.
Sex Talk.
Real Life. No, real it was life, a real life, sex. Sex. No, Real Sex.
Real Sex. Sound like, yeah, it was
Real
like
Sex
HBO,
21.
Yeah.
Cut.
Hey, me and my mom was sitting in the room one day and they went on there. You heard,
and I'm sitting there looking like,
Mom, you don't turn this shit.
I can't do that.
I wouldn't have said that, but I'd have been in that machine.
But I'm saying, when you ain't used to the channels, you know, like back in the day, Barton Cable, we knew them channels
Barton
right off
Cable.
Back. You know what I'm saying? Right. Barton Cable is Comcast.
They don't even know
Comcast,
what Barton Cable.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas listening now, they're like, who the fuck remember Barton Cable? Damn.
Barton Cable.
Bruh.
Hey, Brandy, you remember Barton Cable?
That nigga gave you the most I don't give a fuck. Look.
He said, shit, I don't talk about that shit.
That nigga Randy's a real pimp,
bro. Let's give it up one time for Randy.
Randy the engineer, everybody. Lord.
He said, fuck all that, man. Let's do y'all show so I get the hell out of here.
It's easy money for him. He don't give a fuck, man.
Right.
Shit, man.
I think Randy said,
y'all remember Top Hats?
Top Hats.
The hamburger remember, joint? Man?
Hell yeah. Y'all remember Top Hats
man,
and shit, dog?
The original was on Puritan. Oh.
The original, yo, yeah, Puritan, yeah.
Puritan and the Lodge.
And was one on Grand River. It was three of them. It was one on Grand River, like 94.
Then Schoolcraft and Evergreen was the other one.
And then it was one on the east side. It was one on the east side on Gratiot. I forgot that side street, yeah. But it was one over there. Man, Top Hats
used to. They used to compete with White Castle.
Man, they's better than White. To me, they's better than White Castle. Dog.
Shit, fellas, y'all want to throw them? Let's see if we can, y'all want to throw them maybe a couple more? Let's throw them a couple more.
Man, we didn't even do the name.
We ain't do the name game.
We ain't do the name game.
We been name gaming
yet.
Niggas all day.
We ain't do the name game, yeah.
Nigga, start it up
Big
while
Stone.
We finding this beat.
Big Stole.
Start it up while we doing the beat. What'd he say?
This nigga crazy.
Hey, this nigga, y'all should see this nigga right now. This man, he
right,
been laughing for the
I
last
30 minutes. I wish we could have some video.
We gonna get the video going.
Come on, bro.
Big Stove.
Call him Big Stove.
Oh, shoot, what's the name, bro? Motherfucker. Okay, RL.
I said the name.
RL. What's the RL? Get a name.
RL.
Raymond Limerick.
Raymond Lerner. Oh shit, motherfucking Rickman Lanie.
Rickman Lanie, nigga. Rickman.
That's something different, nigga.
Rickman. Right, feel the
Rickman.
Mr. Rickman.
That nigga named Redman.
Redman.
Yeah, exactly. Big Ribbon. That nigga named Big Ribbon.
Big Ribbon.
What we got, man? You got flow? This nigga want to put his name back. Get your drunk ass off the mic, bro. Come on, man. It's a rap free podcast.
Randall Lucius.
Who?
Randall Lucius.
Randall Lucius.
Oh, I thought this nigga said his first name was Random.
Random.
That nigga Random.
We gonna find us a beat. Are you still rapping or are you fucking done? You crying off a name. You still rapping or no? We out of here? No, let's give a couple more. Let's give them a couple more on the listen, man. Hey, Randy, what's the clock time on this so far?
Your audio is 51 minutes.
Oh, shit. All right, no, we'll give them a couple more beats and we'll get out of here. Get a solid hour of material. Yeah, let's give them a solid hour.
Even though I paid for two,
I feel real good.
I fucked up.
I feel real good.
But I think we good. Cause it's a business, but you know it is. But fuck it, cause your shit is so high. I don't know if it is or not, but the people, they know they gon' rock. Yeah.
I feel real good. Welcome
to McDonald's. How can I help you? Oh, no. Oh, so,
yes, you can help me. Yes, bitch. You can help me.
Let me get a slab of ass.
You can serve
a couple of those titties and a few of them lips.
You want a cup of titties?
A D cup.
Hey, what was that off of? He said, can I help you, sir? He said, yes. Let me get one of them titties to go. A slab of ass and a couple of lips. He said, sorry. Well,
you said that was a
Muffa
movie?
Lost me on that one.
Oh,
you be watching Lyric, some. Remember?
Oh, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jason Lyric, when that nigga Eddie Griffin said that to him. Oh, you remember that part?
No, you don't remember that. You're like, the fuck? I was checking my phone.
Let me get one of them titties to go.
Hey, what's this? Hey.
They say, one of them titties to go.
Hey. Hey, can you turn the beat up a little bit, Randy? Hey.
Randy.
Sound like we got some eights right now. I need to hear them 12s bang one time.
Yo, them 12 bangs louder than 15s. And you know I'm straight seen. Got to get it, cause you know a nigga like me, I'm straight in lean. And you know a nigga named Marlene. Now I straight call the lean. And I feel it real good. And you know
a nigga named Marlene?
Not Marlon?
Marlene. That nigga named Marlene, bro. That's fucked
up. Is that
up,
nigga
bro.
A trainee? Ooh, I can't Marlene. Say that. So, that's the thing,
I
bro.
Just call him Lean, though. I can't call him by his whole name.
Hey, I just want to apologize to the community,
Marlene.
Man. Like, I can't say all the letters that come with it. I forgot. What? But, y'all, you know, you can't, like, throw out words no more, dog.
Says who?
I don't know. Says the gays. You're not having it.
Who the fuck?
Why? Not having it. I said trainee. Nah, I fucked up. I said it twice now, but like,
A
I'm trying to say, because you was talking about, what's her name? Melrose. What's the nigga name? Melrose? I thought
you know. Marlene.
But yeah. Randy
said Melrose.
You thought you was, you know what I mean? And I thought I was like, maybe it was transition.
Melrose.
But then, yeah, I just want to apologize.
What word can't you say?
Bro, you can't say none of them. Like, you can't
like
say.
Like what? Type of nigga get you to say that shit.
Like, what? We gotta learn. You gotta learn. Like, you can't say that. You can't. You can't now, bro.
I heard about that. Somebody told me there's certain words that faggots don't allow for you to say. They say they be ready to fight your ass. You
man,
say faggot and certain little words.
Like
that
I said, training
them,
and shit
man.
Like that. No,
I don't really
you gotta watch it, but you gotta watch. I'm just saying
what they wanted to be called when they be having them shows and shit. Transgender.
Well, no, but
shit.
You're supposed to say the whole thing, but you can't sharpen
man.
It up.
Man, they better. Hey, look, I'm gonna say
niggas, bro. We abbreviate everything.
Y'all is. Y'all are sissies. I'm going to tell y'all that, man. Okay.
You can't do that. You can't do that, though. Because some of the dudes, not, but some of the dudes so ain't out here.
They want us to call them
then. Just call them gay.
Man, they better kiss my ass. Faggots, man.
Listen. Shit. Nigga done got mad now.
Yeah, that's man. They talking about something. They acting like they been talking to Obama or Donald Trump about this shit, man. Look, y'all is gay as hell. Y'all know damn well it said in the Bible. Y'all sleep so with the same sex.
No, you can't pull the Bible thing out. Nigga.
I'm just saying, I'm going by what I know. And I
just,
read
my whole
it,
thing is like,
Holy
I just
kind of
feel
bro.
Like, you know, I look, truth be told, I'm just saying, bro. I personally, like, my
it's a lot of things that people say that they ain't supposed to say, but damn.
But what I'm saying is just, like, with me, I don't really care, like, in the sense of, like, what's really going on with, you know, what's the, that whole thing other than, like, the struggle. Like, I don't want them to be going through the book. Like, it'd be, like, niggas don't be getting jobs and shit like that. That's fucked up. But I, you know, I mean, it's an easy thing to respect the wishes and stuff, but I ain't really, you know.
How them transsexuals popping pill motherfuckers with titties get jobs and they still got they
what that got to do with them getting a job? Nigga, they can do the job.
I'm saying though, some of them be using girl names like Jasmine. You know,
because they transitioning, they about
but
to be a girl.
I'm saying though, they use their name Jasmine, but when you see they tag, but they dress like a woman, but it say Raymond.
Hey, yeah, no, I did encounter some shit like that, dog. One of them motherfuckers came in the bathroom while I was in there and shit.
Now, like, you know, I knew this guy.
He was dressed up in, you know, skirt and shit. But he came and used the urinal and shit. I'm like, dog, what the fuck, bro?
I see what I'm saying.
This threw you off, didn't it?
Like, let me hurry up and zip up and close shop, man. That shit felt uncomfortable.
I think that's ultimately, like, I guess where the climate of things is where they're trying to shift it to where that's not income. But I don't know. It's going to take a generation to run by.
Well,
it's
going to take a minute. It's cool. They do what they do. But, you know, it's like we feed into it too much. We give them too much, you know, privileges, and oh, you can't do this and you can't say that. They gotta have a special day. Now we gotta make rules up. You know what I mean? It's
like, yeah, I mean,
you don't even do that.
D.L. Hughley always said, like, you know, they jumped ahead of blacks. Cause you know
they
what I mean.
Did.
You know what I mean. They pretty much cut the line, and they want all their stuff cuffed off. And but you know, black folks. Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick still ain't playing. You know what I mean. Meanwhile, you know, cops still shooting cats up off rip and shit like that.
Now they want you want to turn around and say, well, you can't say this word because it offends them.
You know what I mean. I don't think it's a catering. I think this, the request that they ask you to me ain't far fetched, and it's really easy because typically in my day to day, I don't deal with that shit. I don't have to use it because I don't see or do gay things, but I did see a transsexual dude that was working at my job. He was I wanted to interview him.
Speaking to the mic, man.
Where do you get the beer from?
Outside. Right by the little little mini fridge.
This nigga came in here and got fucked up. Right. The liquor's free.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all one more time, and I'm not gonna say it again. I don't know what the hell they put in this Dark Vader liquor, man. I'm going to call it Dark Vader for now on.
This nigga just made up his own
liquor. He's still
why not?
Zoning.
Shit, he not telling
man,
me what they put in there.
Let's give him some speak because we got way much run up. Let's give him some freestyles, man. Go get your beer.
Freestyle from the mind, feeling good and I'm feeling fine. Where's that weed at? If I hit that, I'm really feeling fine. These niggas be talk shit and I don't really give a fuck what to say. Niggas running they mouth and niggas don't know what the fuck really to say. Nigga feeling good, feeling fine. Niggas talking that shit and I drunk wine before I got in this bitch. Niggas running they mouth, bitch. Nigga don't even know what's
bitch?
Up.
Let here, little bitch.
Bitch!
Nick, what you got something on this, bro?
A little break, right?
Yeah, man, get out of here, man. Get out of here, man. Get you a beer, dog, with your drunk ass.
This is a train today. I want a beer. Shit.
Man. Man. You thirsty? I want a beer. You want a beer?
Hey, man, come on, dog. Let's get on something, Nick. Grimace.
Grimace. Like a grimace. But grimace. I got you bitches grinning.
Hey.
Hey, niggas about to switch it up.
Grimace. Got your bitch over here grinning. Smoking that purple, calling that grimace.
Hey, swagged out. I'm swagged out. Bitches looking at me. You know I had to pull the bag out. Money man. I'm the money man. That's what they yelling out. I stepped in hot tamales. Bitches all on the ground.
And that nigga stepped out the night. I was like, he had to think about it. He had to think about it. That shit was a good time.
I was about to throw out real names out in that bitch. I see you, Shy. Shout out to Shy. Hey.
Nigga, hey, hey, go up there. She can use the promo. She can use the publicity, nigga.
Nigga, I'm gonna go to HT like for shot. That nigga said it on the podcast.
HT. What we got, man?
What we got? Okay. That hour about up now.
Oh, no, yeah. Wait, the hour been over. It's just the whole point that we rolled over.
Yo, we can wrap it too.
Your people
okay.
Work hard.
We rolled over, but let me. I'm gonna wait for Nara to come back. We'll wrap it. Let's give him some beats, man. Yeah, we pulling these off of YouTube, so we be having the interruption commercial. Hell, no, I'm not paying for that app. We getting the interruptions.
Yeah, you understand?
Because who does that? Okay, we'll cool it off. Let me cool it off. Let's see how this beat drops. I'll give us something. Let's just give him like two or more beats.
Hey.
Nick be knowing how to pick this stuff. No, okay, let's cool it off a little bit. Okay. Oh, I got this, man.
You got it.
Praying every day for the come up. Mm-hmm. And hoping that these haters never run up. And hoping they don't pull and leave me done up and laying in the streets as I'm leaking in for the heat. Pardon me, I just took a shot, now I'm stumbling, mumbling, but every day I ain't crumbling. I'm trying to lift up so I can go and get up and get all the money that I'm supposed to earn. Like what? Pardon me, I got a 9-to-5 like you. I just stay up on the grind like you. But I be knowing that I'm more talented than the place that I'm at. So I be trying to make it with the podcast and rap. And I be trying to make it with my radio show too. So I can be fulfilled in the things that I do. Cause you only get one life, you gotta live it to the full. Let's be the best that you can, bitch. Don't even front. Had to throw one in because I like to do a stunt. But anyway, at the end of the day, be your best self and you'll go and make a way. The Lord will make a way.
Yeah. Stay up on your track. Yeah, look forward, man. No need to looking back. Got niggas all up on your brain like that. Wanna got their hands out and wanna get a piece of your scratch. But stay focused and give thanks, you know. You got your fam around, man, and break bank, you know. We stacking up, getting cheese, nigga, please, you know. This how we do, we smoke trees, feeling free, you know. Man, I'm trying to take trips and hit the overseas with the fam, man. Fucking up, it's just a little freestyle. Niggas looking at him like, damn, nigga, you wild. No style, no time for.
Hey, all right. Hey, give him what it is, man. Yeah. How much time it got on the beat?
You got enough time. We got two and a half.
Let's see what I got to see here. Let me throw in the little knowledge bar. Let me give us a little lesson. Here you go. Lesson two. Let these haters come after you. They only hating because they see you as who they want to do or who they want to be. That's Don't right. be mean to me. Come up with your own way of thinking. Change your vision and your scenery. My people need to rise from the slums in which we fail. Keep the focus on the self and keep them brothers out of jail. Put a winning plan in place and through the unity we veil. Make a heaven on earth to get us through this living hell. Righteous men are never forsaken. That's what the Bible say. Faith is what you make and put your life before a brighter day. Everything don't happen at once or even right away. But positivity, you push the negative about the way.
That's real. Hey, that was real.
Hey, give him one. We might, you know what? We'll close it out on that note, dog. Do you feel you got any church announcements? Nah, you feel?
You good. That was a way to end it out, man.
We're going to leave it on that note, man. Stay positive. Like I said, this is our first episode. Like I said, pilot episode. This is what we typically do. Basically. I don't know if you follow me at all, but usually I'm on Periscope. Usually I'm on, Facebook Live and things of that nature. And, we just get on and do our thing, you know? So we're just trying to make a kind of, we try to step it up a notch. This is our first go around. We had to see how things went. We had to see how things go and everything. So if you hear the little stumbles and mumbles, just know this is a freestyling bullshit podcast. Niggas freestyling. We're from the air. We're freestyle meant verses you've never heard before on a track or off the top. Mainly meaning off the top, at least coming from Detroit.
Right.
When people say you freestyle in Detroit, it's an off-top battle. Like, now, I've understand through, like, I think KRS-One, like, a lot of people have clarified what, I guess, a freestyle is, and it kind of changed the lens of things.
Hence, I mean, any rhyme that you write down is a freestyle because you got to think of it off the top, first of all. You know what I mean? So,
But, for instance, so you say that, right? But I think the difference is, like, it's a lot of the verses that you hear. Some people don't do them right then and there. Some people only got the first six.
Freestyling live and freestyling, writing some shit down.
But bottom line though, you write about it, and I just kind of feel like just kind of bear with us. This is the first episode, and then by I say bearing with us, I ain't saying that
watch, we're stepping up, but it's a first, you know, it's our first time walking in the booth and doing our thing too. So we're gonna release this out here on Podcast Detroit. You know what I mean? That's the network we own. That's the thing we doing. Stop everything, man. That's the thing we doing. And, you know, we trying to make a different monster right here. So next week, we're going to try and come harder. And every week, come harder and harder. But, you know, this is just three brothers right here. We got we got families. You know what I'm saying? I got kids.
Right.
He got kids. He got kids. So we trying to make something.
We all got kids.
You know what I mean? We trying to make a live show go on here. We trying to, you know, we do open the hosting, everything, appearances, all that. We just positive brothers trying to do righteous, you know, good things, righteous things and come up in this world. You know, this is a good way for us to have an outlet. We staying safe out here, you know what I mean? We just good conscious black men trying to, you know, get in where we fit in, you feel me? So, yeah.
Well put, my brother.
There you go. So, shit, I mean, now y'all got anything to say to the listeners? Oh, I just want to, no matter who you are, if you took the time to listen to this, get this far, like, God bless you. God bless you so much. We really appreciate it, y'all, because we just out here trying to, like I said, we just trying to live. We trying to make it, trying to change the direction of our lives and stuff like that. So, you know.
And on the outlets that we are on, you know, just look out for the stuff that we got coming out. You know, like we say, we're not professionals at it, but damn it, we good.
Damn it, right. So, and this is the thing. Y'all got to understand. Let me make this very clear to y'all. You talking to some niggas. Like, I understand my accent. I've been to school a few years or two, you know, then did some business. But at the end of the day, like, technology, you know what I mean? We just trying to make something out of nothing, because that's what niggas usually do. So, I mean, if it ain't as polished as you dream, don't worry, we'll get there, because, you know, niggas always figure some shit out. But however, so yeah, I just want to say, you know,
keep rising to the top.
All right, now, shout yourself out,
y'all. All you got.
Hey, shout yourself out and all your stuff that people can follow you on, Nar. What you got?
Man, Big Nar from the Boulevard on IG, Instagram. Lionel T. Jefferson on Instagram.
on Facebook.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit. I mean, I ain't hard to find, man. I'm like Pac. You know what I'm saying? I'm easy as Sunday morning. I ain't hard to find. For like sure. I said, on Instagram, you can find me on Nard from the Boulevard on Instagram, and on Facebook, Lionel T. Jefferson.
For sure. Nick, what's your handles, man?
Just Headache, man. I don't, you know, I'm not the most sociable person. Facebook, real name, Nicholas Head. Look me up. I got everything you need to see on there. Mm-hmm. As far as everything else, contact me through my brother's page.
This nigga has no social media presence, man. This is a happily married man.
I mean, fuck it. You got a brother that's doing damn, man. Look, man.
I got kids.
The heads. Man, shit. Just keep going.
So, yeah, man. So, bro, in the end, shoot. So, my stuff is The Enrichment.
This nigga got 1,000,001 outlets.
man, I don't. But yeah, I do. No, I'm just trying to keep it. Here you go, y'all. No, so y'all can catch me at The Enrichment MC on Facebook or Richard Anderson Jackson. You can catch me on. I don't think you can throw the Richard Anderson in there. I don't know. But anyway, you put me on The Enrichment MC, The Enrichment Space MC on Facebook, the Enrichment on Instagram, The Enrichment on Twitter. And by The Enrichment, you gotta spell it. You gotta spell it. The whole thing. T-H-E-E. How you spell my shit? N-R-I-C-H-M-E-N-T. but yeah, The Enrichment. One word, right? So that's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. That's on Snapchat. That's on Periscope. Periscope is a big outlet. We really, you know, I mean, we run Periscope really well. We usually going live on Periscope. So, you know, if you want to check us out. You know what I mean? Check us out. Go in, follow. We appreciate your support. This will be on Podcast Detroit. You know, it's just, yeah, just punch it on the, what's his name? This will be on Podcast Detroit network, because niggas want to get the call in all of a sudden when we on live and everything. So, yeah. Podcast Detroit is the network. That's where you can find this set. It'll also be on SoundCloud. Eventually, it'll be on YouTube and various other outlets. Like I said, it's our first go around, so just kind of bear with us. But, yeah, we're going to close this off. Thank you. This is the NNE Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast. God bless y'all. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.